Anthony Gose has lightning fast speed. You can see him, of course, in Buffalo. The Buffalo Bisons, first place in their division right now. We're very pleased to be joined by the play-by-play boys of those Bisons who finally return home. It's been a long trip. Ricky Romero's had the two starts, yet he's yet to pitch at home yet. Ben Wagner is our Blue Jays insider this morning for Featherlight Ladders, built on trust, Canadian since 1949. Ben, it's a pleasure having you on. Thanks for doing this.
Well, absolutely. Anytime, guys.
And I know a much needed win yesterday. Ricky wasn't very good in his start, but they scrapped some runs together. The bullpen was good after Romero left, and they got a win in Indianapolis. I know you're there for tonight, and then a long homestand. And I guess Bisons fans might see Ricky Romero pitch against the White Sox AAA team on Tuesday, yeah?
Yeah, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. He's listed as the probable going into, like you said, an 8-game, 9-day homestand when we come back to Buffalo on Saturday night.
Now, Anthony Gose is a player a lot of Blue Jays fans expect to see up with the big club, but sometime this year. How has he been so far this year with the Bisons?
He's been very good when he's on the bases, and I think they like his aggressiveness. And he's got green light speed, as everybody knows, and saw it in the big leagues last year as well. One experiment that they've kind of backed off on right now, they moved him into the leadoff spot for 9 straight games. And he worked counts like a leadoff guy should do, but it didn't result into him getting a lot of base hits. He went over that span 5 for 37, but he picked up walks, and he continues to lead the league in runs scored. So when he gets on with this offense that Buffalo has overall, I mean, it's a good hitting club, he's producing runs. And, you know, for that part, I thought this offense with him kind of leading the way would get jump-started, but he's just not hitting for the high average, and I wouldn't be concerned about that because, again, he's got a keen eye now, and he's really cut down on the strikeouts. And those were a couple of things that he was really working on at spring training. And I think his now offense approach in terms of average will take off.
It's Ben Wagner joining us, of course. Coca-Cola Field, if you haven't been there, great place. I've been there a few times when it was Duntire Park, but Bison start a homestand starting tomorrow, and you'll see a lot of the future Blue Jays. And Moises Sierra as well. You get the pleasure most days of seeing goes in center, Sierra in right. I know yesterday they batted 2-3. They've been doing that a lot, but you never know what the future might hold. Jose Bautista looks like he's got a stranglehold on right field, but if he were ever to move back into the infield, into third base, many people still feel Moises Sierra has got his sights set on a major league outfield job in the next year or two.
Yeah, he's been pretty impressive, especially down the stretch here. It's in 10 of the last 11 ball games, and I didn't realize the whole body of work. You see his average at 336. He's among the league leaders, or 333 today. He's among the league leaders in average, but also the drive. I mean, gap-to-gap power, and he takes some good rips, too. And what has impressed me, too, about him, he hits mistakes. If a ball comes over flat, over the plate, he's jumping on it. And they pull the trigger really quick, and he's got an aggressive style. The body of work, too, with Mo, hits in 25 of 33 games. So right out of spring training, he started to swing the bat, and there have been very little hiccups. He's played outstanding defense. And the arm is of top-notch caliber. And in right field, you know, you want a guy that has a strong arm. And this has been a great ballpark to see both Anthony and Moises tested because Indianapolis has a huge yard, 418 to left center field. These guys can cover a lot of ground. And we've seen some long throws, some accurate throws, and already 3 outfield assists from the guys playing in center and right field. So it's been a great challenge, but also a real pleasure to watch both Ghost and Sierra play in the outfield.
Well, Ben, obviously one of the great stories for the Bison so far has been Jim Nagrich. He's hitting 414 and just seems he can get a hit every time he gets to bat. Are you expecting him to be called up by the big club anytime soon? Because it's tough to imagine he's going to stay there all year if he's hitting over 400.
It's tough to imagine anybody in baseball sticking in one spot if you're going to continue to hit over 400. I mean, it's the magic wand for Jim. Every time you think that maybe he'll cool off, he hasn't. And it's not just 2013. Remember all the at-bats that he got in spring training? Mm. And he hit almost 400 there, and John Gibbons said, well, who's this guy? And it's been that kind of ripple effect all the way through, and that opportunity and all those at-bats early in spring. And Jim is such a humble guy. He's just not getting too high, and he's not getting too low. But it's amazing to watch him go out. And the only thing that slows him down is the lineup cart. Marty Brown left him out yesterday, along with Josh Dolley, when we were facing a tough left-hander here in Indy. So he goes out if he needs a day off, or if he's not going to be in the lineup that time, he comes back out and he gets a couple more hits, and you can see the average bounce around. It's been above 400 all season long, and it just continues to be so consistent at the plate. And it's just not a bunch of singles either. He's driving the ball, gap-to-gap power. He's now, I think, second this morning in slugging percentage in the International League. And he's cracked a couple of home runs, and he's really picking up a lot of total bases. Yeah. And that's really consistent in our offense overall. But he is definitely the biggest surprise. And for a Buffalo kid to have the comforts of playing in his own ballpark, I think that has a lot to do with it as well.
Ben Wagner, Buffalo Bisons play-by-play voice. Now, tell us, you know, you're a real road warrior with this club. Tell us best place, best road park you've been to so far. I know you haven't been to Toledo yet. Toledo's awesome, this year at least. But
I've made the travels through the International League. Now, The best road park for me is this road trip right here.
Okay.
Indy and Louisville, sensational cities. You stay downtown, you can walk back and forth, and great entertainment opportunities as well.
Where is there the least? What city has the least to do? Durham?
The least to do?
Right, like unless you go
Durham,
right into downtown Raleigh.
No.
No, I've been to that ballpark.
Yeah, but if you've been in the last couple of years, the entire complex has morphed, and there's a lot going on in Durham. I think it's really a hidden road trip in the International League. For me, Blue Jays fans will know this if they travel to Syracuse. You know, that's not really always high on my priority list to go to Syracuse.
My sister went to Syracuse for a while at school, but then now she's living in Rochester, and I put that as that's a dead heat, right, for excitement on a Friday night after a game. Downtown Syracuse downtown Rochester.
Now, let me just say this: it's a short trip home.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You can't cab it, but yeah, it's relatively speaking.
Yeah, it's 65 miles to Rochester to Buffalo, so I'm happy to make that that commuter.
Yeah, it doesn't have that southern atmosphere of Durham or Gwinnett. Hey, have a great call tonight and safe travels home from Indy. Enjoy the day there, and thanks so much, Ben.